New England Patriots running back Fred Taylor. Good morning, Fred.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
It's going great. I said to Michael a few minutes ago, God, can we please tee this thing up in another hour or so here and just get this going? Do you get to that point where you feel that way too?
Yeah, you just want to play the game. You know, enough is enough sometimes. You want to get out there. You want to go. Sitting around waiting, especially having a bye week. I told someone a week ago, it's like my kids waiting on Christmas. We try and tell them it's the Santa Claus, but they know they've requested these gifts already, and they know they just want to get there, open them, and see what they have. So it's kind of like the same feeling in it.
You know, Fred, you spent the bulk of your career in Jacksonville, and even on the coldest Jacksonville January days, you didn't have weather like this. Do you feel like practicing in this weather and playing in this weather consistently gives you an advantage? Oh, not necessarily over the Jets, but gives you an advantage over most teams if you happen to play a warm weather team?
Of course. I think the biggest difference, we're only out there for a period of three and a half hours. I think the key thing is you get acclimated, your lungs, you know, breathing through your nose when it's extremely cold like it is. Yeah, your lungs being able to go consecutive plays. What I had to do when we would come up and play the cold weather teams, you're good for three, maybe four plays hard as you could possibly go, and then you're winded. And then you're off for a couple plays, and then you're trying to recover and get back out there. But it's a lot better when you're practicing in it every day. Lungs becoming acclimated. You learn your breathing pattern. You learn to slow your breathing down so you can slow your heart rate down and recover a lot faster. So it's definitely an advantage being in it.
You know, the day after the storm, I was thinking, well, Bill Belichick is going to love this. These guys are going to practice outside. And the field wasn't cleared in time, so you guys were inside. What would have been the advantage of practicing outside, or would there have been an advantage at all?
The day of the storm, you mean Wednesday?
Yes.
Actually, I think it would have probably been more of a disadvantage for us, being that you want to get sharp. You want to sharpen things up this time, you know, this time around. There isn't any snow projected for Sunday, but the weathermen, we all know they lie sometimes. And I think from a standpoint of getting out there trying to execute, trying to be crisp, and allowing receivers to run the proper routes, allowing the defensive guys to be able to gather their footing and allow Tom to be able to throw the ball, I mean, I think we benefited from going inside in the bubble and not dealing with that heavy amount of snow on that day.
Fred, ball security has been such a focus for you guys all season long. You've been so good at it. How much harder is it to hold on to the football as a running back when the weather is cold?
When the weather's cold, I mean, depending on how cold it is, you want to make sure you have your body heat is up and you're in a groove. Because if you're not, your entire body can gather a numb sensation or a numb feeling, even your arms, and, you know, a hit can just dislodge the ball in a heartbeat. So it's vital that you're extremely warm. You're warmed up and the blood is flowing. Otherwise, it's a lot more difficult. The ball gets slick because of the weather. It can tend to get slick, and that can hurt the handling. So you want to make sure you do anything you can to prepare yourself to make sure whatever it takes to hold on to the ball at the very end of the day is all you need to be concerned with.
What have you learned from this team this year, Fred? I mean, and by that I mean, is there if you had to put a label on the team, if you had to describe the team, how would you do it?
Well, I wouldn't want to put a label on the team. It's just a group of guys just coming to do their jobs, and they've bought into coach's philosophy, and we've responded. And the guys, once you start winning and you understand the philosophy, it's easier to buy into it. And I just think we've had a good group of guys that have come together, have been able to focus and keep their eyes on the target. And we've done well on a week-to-week basis and not getting ahead of ourselves. And I think that's been the key to our success so far this year.
There's been a whole lot of trash talking going on this week, almost all of it in one direction. In your experience, does that ever help or hurt a team?
You know what? I mean, whatever it takes, whatever each team believes in, each coach have their philosophy, and the players tend to, you know, take after their coaches. And whatever it takes, if that works for you, so be it. If another way works for you, great. Me personally, I've been on both sides of the fence. And sometimes you take the silent attack approach, and sometimes you can take the, hey, let me throw some out there to try and get my team to rally around it. And I've done both. Bulletin board material never frightened me or turned me away from what my ultimate objective was, and that was to do my job trying to win the game. So it depends on, you know, I guess at the end of the day, if you can handle that pressure, if you put it out there, or if you're going to take the quiet approach, you have to definitely be ready to play.
What was the most bold thing you said? As you said, you threw something out there in the past. What was the most bold thing you threw out there?
Around 2000, the year that Baltimore beat New York in the Super Bowl, we were going up to New York the last game of the year, and that was the old AFC Central at the time, if I'm not mistaken. We will play Baltimore twice a year, Pittsburgh twice a year. And at the time, the Giants felt they had a pretty good defense, and they did. Don't get me wrong, but all I said was their defense isn't good.
Oh, that's all?
Because of playing defenses such as the Ravens, and as well as the Steelers in those years, and seeing them twice a year, and still being able to go up against those guys and rush for 100 yards and get some victories against those teams, I just felt like the NFC wasn't cutting it at the time. And during that game, they were tossing me left and right. They threw my helmet to the sideline after they would tackle me. But I didn't back down, and it was a good game that day. They won it, but I didn't back down. It just motivated me to go out there and play harder.
I know statistically the NFL says that Ravens defense in 2000 was the best in history. You went up against them. Is that the best defense you've ever seen in your career?
It'd be hard to say, and I think it would be unfair to the teams that have had great defenses. Like I said, the Steelers have been great. Even the Colts, their defense, not necessarily the run game portion of it, but all around, they've been solid. The Titans, they've had some great defenses. Even here in New England, meeting this team in the playoffs, they've been the thorn in our side, I should say, that have kept us out and going back to Jacksonville disappointed. But I've played against so many outstanding defenses. It's hard to really say.
Fred, we always appreciate the time. Good luck on Sunday.
Thank you.
You take care.
Hey, I have something for you guys. I'm not sure exactly what it is, but WEEI, when everyone expects information, I'm not sure what it stands for. But that's what I've been thinking.
When everyone expects information. That's good.
Thank you.
Did you come up with that on the drive home or the drive-in?
Just listening to you guys one day driving. I was like, hold on. Something can come with it, but we'll see.
I appreciate it.
My mind goes left and right. I don't know.
We appreciate the effort. Fred, thanks. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, guys.
Okay, Fred.
Take care. Fred Taylor, who's trying to help our marketing department.